Welcome home, puppy. You've been out for quite a while. Your girlfriend was very worried, you know.
How did I know what, sweetie?
I'm not sure I understand. You look nervous. Why don't you sit on the sofa and take a rest?
Not staying? What could you mean?
Never mind that. You should rest. It would do you good. Come now, this way.
What is it?
Well, your tie makes for a good leash, don't you think? Besides, you've never had a problem with it before. Come now, onto the sofa. There you go. Do you want a drink? No? That's all right. Just take a breather. Oh, looks like I messed up the tie knot. Let me just...
What?
It's too late to act embarrassed when I straddle you. Although you never fail to look cute when you get like that. There you go. Looking sharp as always, again.
Get off of you,
darling. Is what happened yesterday still on your mind? Could we lay this little spat between us to rest? We can work it through, puppy. I know we can. No. Darling, I am going to give you one more chance. I truly hope you will reconsider. Still not budging, then? Fine. It's the hard way, then.
I'm sorry, puppy. You only have yourself to blame.
Are you surprised?
I know you always liked when I held your wrists above your head, when I played with and teased you, but you never resisted then.
So how is a girl like me holding your wrists above you, pinning them against the sofa? Holding you down with my thighs without budging when you really are thrashing around. That's okay. Get it out of your system, darling. We'll talk after you realize your situation.
Is that enough?
We have all the time you need, sweetie. Just get it all out. No, sweetie. You are staying right where you are. Well, well. It seems your tongue has lots of energy, even if your muscles don't. I'll help you burn through that as well. Look at me, sweetie. Puppy, you know how things went a minute ago. You'd better behave and look at me. All right, then.
For all the defiance you've shown. It all melts away when I touch your chin.
I don't even need to put force into it, and your cute face will obediently follow. Now then, time for my treat. That was delicious.
Looks like you can still form some semblance of a sentence.
Let's fix that, darling. There. Far too busy panting for breath to protest or struggle. Eyes hazy and unfocused. Arms limp, right on the edge of slipping into your subspace. Perfectly vulnerable and adorable.
You'll make me go crazy.
No, I must control myself. I can't traumatize my poor darling. My eyes? Sweetie, I understand what the current mood is, but you flirting right now is...
Oh, my eyes. I see. Do you like them? I suppose they are highlighted in this dark room, And if you look closer, they look like a dancing flame in the iris. Are you scared? You don't need to be, I assure you. Just be good and listen, sweetie. Not for me, if you understand. Good boy. You like hearing me call you that, right? Now, how about I introduce myself? I am not the girl you remember, sweetie. If the surprising strength and glowing eyes didn't give it away. The silly incense, rituals, chanting, scribbles, it all finally produced results. I was summoned, to her utmost surprise. Her jaw was hanging for a minute at the least, and she couldn't form a sentence for two. That's right, sweetie. I am a demon. A creature from beyond the veil. Here in answer to the invitation your ex-girlfriend sent into the void. What happened to her? Oh, sweetie, how can you be so precious? After all I have told you, you are concerned about her well-being. I wonder, would you still be so concerned if I told you what you wanted me for? Intrigued, are you? I'll tell you, sweetie. I've nothing to hide from you. She wasn't too pleased with how you challenged her authority in the relationship and left her dumbfounded. Your shiny new spine made her look like a fool, and she wouldn't have that. She demanded to make your life a living hell. Your job, your belongings, your family. Anything and everything with meaning in your life, she wanted me to manipulate, destroy, and pervert it all. She did not, however, know what she was doing in the slightest. No preparations, no safety measures, and no wisdom to not go down the rabbit hole. It was not long before I had her body and her soul. She was wicked through to her core, and I took advantage. Sweetie, I don't mind if you yell for help all you want, since no one can hear. But we do need to have this talk, so unless you stop, I will be forced to grab this handsome chin and make you short of breath all over again. Will you obey? Nod. Good boy. As for your ex, I have taken her soul to be turned into a lesser demon. One of my servants, to be precise. After all, how could I leave her to be in the world my darling lives in? Why do I call you that if I am not her? Of course, you are not yet aware. When I took her memories as well. And I found you. You, darling. Someone so caring, gentle, thoughtful, and not to mention handsome, cute, and submissive. Just my type. It seems, however, that a mortal form cannot handle my being, hence the glowing eyes, and now I feel another part of me coming to remodel this body. It wouldn't do if you were repulsed by it. So, close your eyes for a moment, darling. Good boy. You can open them now. I feel these horns add something special you just wouldn't find here. What do you think? You can touch them later if you want. I really wouldn't mind. They can also serve as love handles for any strenuous activities. When you've been good enough to be on top, that is. Coming back to the topic, I found myself wanting you. And so here you are. Mine. Sear this into your very being, puppy. You are mine. And I will take such very good care of you. Starting with your cheek. The skin was damaged when she slapped you, wasn't it? Here. Good as new. Not a trace remains. Now, back to those lips. You will never need fear betrayal again. ever want for anything. I will keep you satisfied and content. You will never hurt again. I will make sure of that. This isn't a choice, puppy. This is how things are now. Now, do not oppose me, puppy, and kiss me. Good boy. Your chest feels hot? Good. Don't worry, it'll pass. That is my mark. You have acknowledged your submission to me. From now on, at all times, I know where you are. And I am only a step away. And should you encounter any otherworldly beings, they will know to stay away. No need to be so jumpy, sweetie. It's just my tail brushing against your thigh. Yes, my tail. Here, take a look. It's long and thin, flexible yet strong. It could easily replace my hand restraining your wrists. See? The end is flat, pointy, and shaped like a heart. You look mesmerized. Is it that astounding? Do you want to feel it? What if I run it along your cheek, down your pretty neck, and then back up across your chin and over your lips? Those delicious lips. Sorry, sweetie. I just cannot control myself without at least that much from time to time. I know we just kissed, but the mood was too strong not to do so again. There is no need for restraints anymore, right? I can let go of your wrists. Nod. Good boy. Do they hurt? I made sure to control my strength. Good. I need my puppy healthy and happy from now on. You are always within the safety and comfort of my embrace. You need only call for me. And sometimes I'll pop out to tease and play with you. Now, how about we celebrate the start of this exciting relationship? What do I have in mind? Well, I remember all your likes and dislikes, and especially the things that would drive you up the wall if not held down. So I will grab this leash once again, with my tail this time, and you will follow me into the bedroom. Good boy. My, that was very enlightening. I can tell this business is in safe hands. Oh, a company dinner next week. How exciting. Wonderful. I will let my partner know immediately. Excuse me. There you are, darling. Your tie is a bit crooked. Let me help you with that. Oh, come now. It's just a peck on the cheek. If you really didn't want to kiss, you'd put up some resistance when I pull you in. But you never do. There. You look sharp as a blade. Of course I'm having a good time. It's nice to walk around your place of work on my own two legs. It gives a sense of presence. Letting them know who your partner is and the quality of our relationship. How close we stand when together. How long we gaze in each other's eyes. How we talk about one another. And your coworkers are taking notice. Have you kept track of all the invitations we were given? And a little birdie told me you are up for a promotion. Well, less of a birdie and more the ambient voices of their internal thoughts. Darling, you seem worried. Is something wrong? Oh, darling, I promise I did no such thing. Though I cannot deny me being here made them be more aware of you, I did nothing to persuade them to this end. You earned this all on your own. Some are even gossiping how the promotion is well past due with all the help you give and work you do. Your shy nature kept you in the background. Well, it's high time you've been rewarded for your efforts. Some recognition, respect, and maybe you'll even be able to work from home here and there. I can be your premium quality secretary, making sure you're all comfortable, cooking you a healthy lunch, topping off your drink. And with the premium package come all the benefits of teasing you in tight professional attire in various unprofessional positions. Aw, baby. Was that too much? Okay. That was the last one, I promise. Look at that blush. There are few more beautiful views I know of. The rest are all of you, of course, but those are only for me to see. I'm sorry, I promised I'd stop. Oh, look at you. Redder than the carpet beneath us. How about we go to your office and get that blush out of your system? Yes. Come on, honey. Oh, hello. Apologies, I don't believe we've met yet. Angelica. Very nice to meet my partner's co-workers. Oh. Well, thank you for taking such good care of him here during working hours. I'm glad to know it is a safe environment. I apologize again. I suppose he was pampering me quite a lot the past few weeks. I didn't realize I was holding him away from after-work drinks. We have decided to spend more quality time together. He was just being an affectionate partner. I'm sure you can relate. Your own partner must be a very lucky man. Oh, single? I'd never have thought. I'm sorry to cut the conversation, but we'd wanted to take a break from the celebrations and retreat to a more quiet place, if you'd excuse us. I don't like the way she's looking at you. I understand there are some colleagues that want to chat and mingle. We will return soon. Until then. My, you are quite insistent. If you're feeling better, darling, go to your work buddies. Yes, I'm sure. I can't hog you all to myself at a party. Now go and have fun. I can feel your worry, puppy. I assure you, I am not offended. It is no problem for you to drink some more. Think of it as another perk of our relationship. I will keep your head clear for you. No need to worry about silly things like drunkenness. You can mingle until you outlast them if you wish. Be at ease and enjoy yourself. Yes, darling. You called? Oh, pet. Your innocence keeps surprising me anew so regularly. Ironic, considering how often I spoil you at home. I have observed all your co-workers by now. I know what the situation is. Do not dwell on it at the moment. I will reveal it all when we come to be alone. Enjoy yourself and chat, my darling. I am always here when you need me. Even if you just want a warm whisper tingling your mind, I am more than happy to provide. Yes, puppy. That girl who approached us. Yes. She and her friend keep handing you and her drinks, getting too close, and ignoring your light de-escalations. I see her, puppy. No need to worry. Should you want me to interfere, you need only ask. I do find your updates quite cute. even if I already know the situation, you are just too pure not to make sure. You are always safe. Such is my eternal promise to you. What do I mean by eternal? I guess you'll have to wait until a bit later. Enjoy yourself, puppy. Hello there. I do apologize, but I need to retrieve this one for a while. I need his assistance with a private matter. I understand you'd like to continue chatting. It is, however, somewhat of an urgent matter. I hope you will be understanding. I think she needs someone to knock her off her pedestal. Oh my, that was almost quite a fall you took there. Don't worry, I'm holding you. Find your balance. There you go. Perhaps the festivities have been going on for a bit too long. We should perhaps begin wrapping up. Take care of yourselves. This way, darling. Shall we go to your new office? A little break to see this new space of yours. Yes, I think we will. Did you manage to catch up with your work friends? Good. I'm glad to see you happy. Should you want to catch up with others, I would not mind you spending some time to do so. I'm a patient person, darling. Besides, should I find myself famished for your attention, I can simply take it, and you, at any time. I feel much better with my features unveiled. Worry not, darling. No one is here to witness my form. Not like I would let them. Only you may gaze upon my true being. Now walk me to your desk. Let us look upon your new domain. A straight line from the elevator to the big office. I am very proud of you, darling. I can see even bigger places waiting for you. Now, puppy. No spoilers. A nice big desk. A comfortable chair to relax in. Windows into the office with closed shades. Perfect. Sit down for me, puppy. Let me see how you look in it. Good. Why did I lock the door? A few reasons. A reward. For you. A warning for another. And simply because I decided to sit on your lap. And you will let me reward you, won't you, puppy? Shh, no questions, puppy. Be good, like you always are. Hands behind the chair now. Good boy. Feel my tail wrap around and slip between your wrists and palms. A little item of importance belonging to the woman falling over herself for your attention. She will not leave without searching for it. Has she been giving you trouble? Come on, puppy. You can tell me anything. What do you mean she's been teasing you? In what way? I don't like this very much. It's just the thought of her teasing you, flirting with you. It awakens a sort of heat inside my chest. It's very unpleasant. What is it? Jealousy. I don't think I've ever felt this way before. I guess I was never faced with a situation like this before. As a demon, I can get whatever I want, whenever I want. With a little bit of magic. but I feel quite unequipped here.
You didn't think a demon could get jealous. Well, I'll just have to be more affectionate with you and show everyone that you belong to me and only me.
You like that puppy? You want me to show them? What shall we do when we get back out there? Should I pull you closer? Should I run my hands through your hair? Should I give you another little peck on the cheek? Just when she happens to be looking at us. Do you think that'll do the trick? If not, I can always make her trip again. Or even rid her of her ability to walk so she never trips again. Oh, I won't harm her, puppy. Don't worry. I'll just make sure to keep her away. She has a fantasy to hang her hopes on. And as you are mine alone, those hopes need to be snipped in the bud and disappear. It is for her good as well. Homewrecking is a terrible thing to involve oneself in. Now then, no point in trying to keep quiet.